Tuesday, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is deer hunting season, and the Deer Hunters Roundup is here for every single one of you deer hunters out there in the state of Wisconsin. That Deer Hunters Roundup, it's been a Northwoods tradition for over 50 years, each night from 6 to 8 p.m. of the traditional 9-day deer hunting season. With the exception, of course, of the Sunday Packer game and Thanksgiving Thursday, you will find the Deer Hunters Roundup on WCQM, WHSM, WIRI, and of course on the Civic Media app. It's the 25th year of hosting the Deer Hunters Roundup. Joel Karnack leads the nightly two-hour wooded drive with all of his hunting expertise and background, with a bunch of fun and sarcasm and great stories. He is joined by Gary Gunderson and Big G. They're always ready to make your deer hunt even more special. So we're going to be opening up the phone lines. Again, that is 2 hours each day of the deer hunt, except for Thursday, Thanksgiving, and the Sunday Packers game, for 2 hours from 6 to 8 p.m. So check that out. Again, you can find that on the Civic Media app and your local Civic Media station in Park Falls, Hayward, or Wisconsin Rapids. Speaking of Thanksgiving, Cardi, I am super excited. Tomorrow, I've got a really special Thanksgiving Eve show. I'm going to be joined by a special co-host for the entire two-hour show. His name's Dan Terrio. He is Native American. He is a two-spirit person. If you don't know what that means, we'll tell you what it means tomorrow. We're going to go over some of the Native American history, specifically here in Wisconsin, talk to Dan about that. And in the second hour, we're going to open it up for all of you, and we're going to have some fun. We're going to talk about your favorite holiday movies. Cardi is putting together some clips from those. We'll name that holiday film. We're going to talk about your favorite holiday treats and recipes. If you've got a favorite Thanksgiving tradition, we're going to share some of those together. And we'll also probably drop some tips to survive your Thanksgiving dinner with your crazy Uncle Fred. Everybody's got one, you know what I'm saying? So we'll talk about that, especially in this post-election environment. So I'm really excited about that. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow. We'll have a very special Thanksgiving Eve episode of The Maggie Dawn Show. Cardi and I are also putting together a special show for you all on Thursday. We're trying to get everybody here at Civic Media as much as we can a day off. So we're putting together some special replays for y'all. You'll want to check that out. And on Friday, I'm going to have Jimmy Koska right here in the hot seat, broadcasting from WAUK. He's going to be my special guest host for The Maggie Dawn Show. I love Jimmy. He is an absolute treasure here on Civic Media. The guy knows everything about sports that is going on. He is plugged into politics. So if you want to talk about high school or college athletics, local sports here in Wisconsin, Jimmy's your guy. He's going to have a very special show for you on Monday. And then I'll be back in the chair. That'll be on Friday. And then I'll be back in the chair on Monday, bringing you more of the classic Maggie Dawn Show hijinks, with, of course, Dom joining me at 3:30 Monday for In Case You Missed It Mondays with Dom Salvia. But with all of that said, obviously yesterday, Donald Trump tweeting out about tariffs that he wants to put in place on day one. Let's have a conversation about that. I think there's a lot of the moving parts about tariffs that people don't really understand. If you've got questions or comments about this, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. And I don't want to bury the lead here. I think this is really stupid economic policy. And I think this is really stupid economic policy for a number of reasons. We're going to talk in more detail about these, but at an incredibly high level, the bottom line is that the United States is absolutely dependent on its trade agreements and trade relationships with both Canada and Mexico, but also the European Union and, of course, China. And when we impose tariffs, it typically results in some kind of retaliatory tariff from the country we just imposed the tariff on. And you can then sort of get into this domino effect. And it has two impacts. If you end up in a trade war, which is basically tit for tat tariffs being imposed by, say, the United States slaps on an additional 25% tariff on everything that comes imported into the United States from China, China then does the same. What that does is twofold, and I'll talk about why it is more frequently the case that imported goods that are tariffed by the United States, that those costs are passed along to consumers. So it's one, going to drive up prices for consumables. Think electronics, clothing, automobiles, anything that is might be the final manufacturing might occur in the United States, but the parts are getting imported. Yeah, all that stuff. And let's be honest, if you're in the middle class, you work for a living, you're going to be spending a bigger portion of your paycheck on these sorts of consumables. So again, trade wars have this impact of driving up prices for consumer goods that most of us spend big chunks of our paychecks on if you're in the middle class. That's impact one. Impact two is that when those other countries impose those retaliatory tariffs, what happens? It makes it harder for U.S. manufacturers to export their goods and services abroad because those products are now more expensive. Those are reasons number one and number two why I think it's just stupid economic policy. The reasons that Donald Trump is citing, you know, to stop immigration, to stop the flow of fentanyl, tariffs don't do that. He's trying to make the argument that by putting these really extreme tariffs in place, that it will so hurt the economy of these countries, Canada, Mexico, China, first on his hit list, that they will be incentivized to, quote, stop fentanyl or stop immigration. But the reality is that those aren't light switches that the Chinese government has, or that the Canadian government has, or that the Mexican government has. That stemming the flow of fentanyl into this country is actually quite difficult. Now, has China done everything that it can? No. Does it need to do more? Yes. But getting into a trade war with China, I'm not sure that that incentive gets the result that Donald Trump is promising all of us. Similarly, when you look at Mexico and Canada, there's no magic immigration switch that the Mexican president has. That just doesn't exist. So we're going to get into some of that. So I think, again, higher prices, harder for American manufacturers to export their goods. And we export a ton of goods to Mexico, Canada, and China. It won't actually result in the outcomes that Donald Trump is promising. And it is incredibly destabilizing for business. It's incredibly destabilizing for our overall economy. Markets were down on some of this news. They're not exactly sure what's going to happen. Even Donald Trump's appointees to become Treasury Secretary and the Secretary of Commerce said that they prefer phased in tariffs. They'll both support tariffs. Now, Cardi, if you could check out the phone lines, be sure that if folks want to get their two cents in, puns intended, their two cents on this tariff discussion, you can join us 855-755-4842. And Cardi, I'll just remind you to be sure that you mute your mic when you're picking up those phone calls, because otherwise I can hear your lovely greetings to all of our wonderful callers. Again,
hey,
you want to join
Jack. We have Jack from Merrimack.
We do have Jack from Merrimack. Well, let's see how Jack's doing. I love me some Jack from Merrimack. Remember, if you want to join our conversation, call and text lines are open. It is, Jack. How are you, friend?
Oh, just peachy keen. Thank you. I have a comment or three about these tariffs that are being proposed by the Trump administration. First of all, I thought they did tariffs the last time, and wasn't there something about a problem with the farmers' exports, and they had to put something like $30 billion into subsidies for farmers so that they didn't take a huge hit on that? That's the first question.
Yes, there. I think it was closer to $12 billion in direct subsidies to U.S. farmers as a result of Trump's first administration's imposition of tariffs. It absolutely tanked the ability for U.S. farmers to export a lot of our agricultural products. We are an exporting country in many particular agricultural products, including soybeans, which is a huge product coming out of the Midwest, especially Iowa. So yes, you saw massive subsidies, direct payments from the government. You know, some people might call those handouts subsidies to farmers that they desperately needed because of the retaliatory tariff, not just because of the U.S. tariff, but it was the tariff that was then placed on U.S., for example, soybean exports. So you're right on the money about that one, Jack. Please continue.
Okay. Yeah. The second thing I have to say is those people that, like I, really appreciate Apple products. Boy, you think an iPhone's expensive now? Wait till they get tariffs coming against China on an iPhone. Jack up that price 25%. I wonder what's going to happen to Apple and Apple stock. Not to mention other companies, of course, that'll be affected.
Yeah, your point's extremely well taken. Again, when you make things more expensive, classic microeconomic theory tells you that demand will decrease. So again, if you sort of work this out, the cause and effect of retaliatory tariffs in a trade war, it will have overall a basically depressing impact on the amount of products sold by U.S. businesses, U.S.-based businesses, and those businesses that employ U.S. workers. They will just be less consumed because prices for things will go up. One thing that I'll mention here, Jack, very briefly, is that one way for countries to combat tariffs that are imposed by their trading partners is to actually devalue their currency. Now, in a nation like the United States, where we've had an independent Treasury Department an independent federal bank, which let's see if that continues, that wouldn't happen. But in a centrally controlled economy like China, economists are predicting that that China will do what it did when Donald Trump put the first round of tariffs on during his first administration, and they forcibly devalued their currency. When your currency is worth less versus the dollar, it actually can mute or minimize the impact of tariffs that are imposed by your trading partner. Jack, I believe you had a third point. And folks, if you want to join this conversation, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Go ahead, Jack, very briefly.
Okay. If you mess with the economy of a country, generally unlawful operations increase. And one real moneymaker is illegal drugs. My guess is that, if anything, this will have the exact opposite effect if it has a negative effect on the economy in countries like that.
It's an excellent point, and I hadn't even gotten there yet, Jack. This is why you, the callers, each and every one of you out there, make this show so much better when we have these real, these great conversations. And that is the black market. Trade demand is one of those things, especially when it's demand for drugs. You limit legal importation, you try to shut down importation, the products will find a way into your country, including black markets for all of these other consumables. Think knockoff Apple phones and all those kinds of things. We're going to pick it right back up where we are leaving it after these brief messages. Keep it locked right here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Your calls and texts are next. 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. More on tariffs.